Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. According to the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, the placenta is the least understood human organ, and arguably one of the most important. Weighing in around a pound, this veiny blue magenta blob plays the role of several major organs while a fetus is in utero, including liver, lungs, and kidney. Yet despite being a complete package life support system, it remains high on the gross-out factor scale. So high, in fact, that some people don't even want to discuss it. Well, not the team at Word of Mouth. We cruise the halls of NHPR and ask parents for their firsthand experiences with the body's most mysterious organ.
So when I was in high school, I heard this really amazing midwife talk about how magical the placenta was. And it wasn't until the day after I had given birth to my son that I realized that I had never seen it and that the doctor never showed it to me. So I was extremely traumatized that I never got to see my placenta and have always imagined it to be some sort of kind of mythical, amazing glob. I feel disappointed that I never got to just see what it looked like.
No, I have no interest in seeing anything that comes from within me. I feel like it's in me for a reason, and only the baby is the exception to that. It comes out, and you see it, and you rejoice, and even then they clean it off. And nobody says, oh my gosh, that's such a cute baby when it comes out of you. No one's going to say that about a placenta either.
Before you have a baby, they show you this video, and they're like, what most people don't realize is that they first push out their baby, but then there's more pushing after, and it's going to be your placenta. I actually did remember that. So after I had my first son, I remember thinking, wow, I really got to like go for it and push it out. So I pushed it out, and it came flying out. It was a little bit disturbing, and I asked them to immediately take it away.
I don't remember when we first decided that we were going to make placenta prints, but I was in charge of sort of getting that ready. That was like one of my jobs.
What's a placenta print?
Okay, so...
Maybe we should start there.
I don't know if a lot of people do it, but enough people do it that it's a thing. Where after the placenta is birthed, you take it and you roll ink over the side of it that's really veiny. It's the side that the umbilical cord comes out of. You would roll ink or paint over it, and you would press it against a piece of paper or a canvas. And because of the veins, it kind of looks like a tree.
Well, I'd had some friends tell me that they'd used their placenta for postpartum supplements. Some had used it in their gardens for, I don't know, but I really wasn't interested in it. I didn't ask to see it, but my doctor showed it to me and asked me if I wanted, and I said, I'm good, thanks. It was gross.
The crazy thing is I don't remember my son being born as well as I remember making the placenta print. I have like snapshots of the birth, but it was so emotional, and it was, you know, your endorphins are just going crazy. But like 20 minutes later, after the action sort of calmed down a little bit, then I am holding this gooey purple-red organ in my hands and thinking, okay, what am I doing now? I can't even describe what it was like to roll the ink onto it because it's so squishy. I don't know. It's just so hard to describe. It is the single weirdest experience of my life.
And so what did you do with the print? Were you happy with how it came out?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the prints came out great. I gave one to my dad, and he still has that framed, like, above his stairs. You would never know how... like kind of gross the organ itself is from the print, because the prints are beautiful.
So many accounts, beautiful, vital, and mysterious. Dr. Susan Fisher, a professor of obstetric gynecology and reproductive sciences, and other researchers are aiming to demystify the placenta. The New York Times reporter Denise Grady wrote about these ongoing efforts and joins us now with more. Denise, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
It's funny. The placenta is so mysterious to us, given that it is actually one of the few organs that we can actually observe and even hold outside of the body. What gives?
And when you think about it, it also is an organ that fully forms in this very short time period during pregnancy, and then we throw it away. So it's unique in that sense, and we don't think about it all that much, but it turns out that there's a whole kind of world of researchers out there who are studying it for a whole variety of reasons. It turns out to have a lot more impact on the pregnancy and even health later in life than people had realized before.
So when does the placenta actually start to grow within the human body?
As soon as the fertilized egg implants in the uterus, and that's usually about a week after it's fertilized, as soon as it touches down, the placenta begins forming. It comes entirely from the embryo. It's not a tissue that grows from the mother or the uterus. It actually is all fetal. And the fertilized egg, if you can imagine, it has this outer layer of cells, and those are what wind up becoming the placenta. And as soon as it touches down and starts to implant in the uterus, those cells kind of, they invade. When you hear researchers talking about the placenta, they talk all the time about the human placenta being very invasive, which sounds kind of creepy, but it is.
And it leads to the question of, who does the placenta actually belong to? Is it the mother's organ, or is it belong to the fetus?
It's a great question, because it is, genetically, it is entirely a fetal tissue. And yet it manages to bridge between the two of them. It does what the fetus needs. It takes from the mother, but it doesn't take so much that it will harm her, because you need her to be healthy for the pregnancy to survive. And it manages also to sort of hide from the immune system and not be rejected, even though it's really not the mother's tissue. As I say, it has the same makeup as the baby.
What is a healthy placenta actually doing in the body?
The first thing that it does and spends a lot of time doing in the first couple of months of pregnancy is embedding itself in the wall of the mother's uterus and going into her blood vessels and actually sending in these placental cells that actually kind of replace the lining of some of the mother's own arteries. And it expands those arteries so that they are dumping blood into the placenta, where it can then take out oxygen and nutrients that the fetus needs, and also use that bridge between the two blood supplies. They don't touch each other, but they are bridged by the placenta to get rid of wastes from the fetus.
What happens then when a placenta does not develop correctly, or there are problems within it?
The researchers are thinking now that a lot of miscarriages, and maybe miscarriages even that happened so early that a woman might not even have known she was pregnant, as well as some later ones, used to be thought, well, there must be something wrong with the fetus. But there's a more of a recognition now that some of those problems may come from a placenta that, for reasons are really not always understood, doesn't form properly. If that invasion that we're talking about and the growth of the placenta and capturing that blood supply, if that doesn't happen properly, you may reach a point where it cannot support the pregnancy, and you can lose the pregnancy, or you can have a premature birth, or a very low birth weight baby, or you can have this condition that can be very dangerous in pregnancy called preeclampsia, where the mother's blood pressure goes up and she has a lot of other problems that can be life-threatening to both her and the baby. And the only cure for that is to deliver the baby and get the baby and the placenta out of there.
After the child is delivered, however, that's the big feat, and then comes the placenta. In a typical hospital setting, what happens to the placenta after it's birthed?
in a lot of hospitals, somebody might just give it a quick look and it probably winds up going out with the medical waste or into the incinerator. But in some hospitals, first, if there's any problem with the pregnancy, it can be sent to a pathologist who specializes just in looking at placentas to try to get some clues about what might have gone wrong with the pregnancy. And in those hospitals, they will have all of the placentas from every pregnancy saved in a refrigerator for a week or two until they're sure that there is no problem, and they will not be discarded before that. And then you have places like the University of California at San Francisco, which I wrote about, where they actually have a recruiter who goes to women in labor and asks if they will donate their placentas for research. And if they do give them up, they are rushed into the lab and taken apart, and all sorts of preparations are made with different pieces of cells and tissue, and the researchers there study them, and they also are a nationwide bank, and they send them out to all kinds of other researchers who ask for them to do various kinds of studies on them and try to figure out how they work.
Denise Grady, reporter with the New York Times, wrote about what may be one of the least understood human organs, and that's the placenta. The aftercare at the hospital is one thing, but a lot of people have written about the myriad traditions and the nutritional fads associated with the placenta. Some do advocate for eating it, others bury it, some use it to make art. Why do you think the placenta has this almost mystical reputation?
I'm thinking that in some of the earlier traditions, I think people must have been very impressed and kind of mystified by it, because it is huge and it's kind of awful looking in a way. It's a big bloody organ with a lot of blood vessels and on it. So I think people wondered what on earth it was. And in some cases, I think there were some cultures where they actually thought that it might have been a lost sibling. And others thought it had some kind of spiritual manifestations of the soul or a spirit. And so you needed to treat it properly so that the child would be okay later in life.
Of course, the element of eating the placenta has caught a lot of people's imagination. Has any science been done to back up those who advocate for eating the placenta after delivery, saying that it's good for recovery?
There is really not much known about whether it's a good idea. There's been a little research, but nothing that seems solid. But people do want to eat it. There are some people who cook it. There are people who put it into smoothies. And there are also places that will dry it out and then pack it into pills so that women can take it kind of like medicine.
Well, considering it as medicine, Denise, you mentioned those who study the placenta after birth looking for trouble. What could it actually be used for? What can it indicate? How can it help if there were signs of trouble in a young child or the mother?
Both of the pathologists mentioned cases where there's a stillbirth or a miscarriage, and it's very hard to figure out what's going on. And sometimes you can get clues about it from the placenta, and it can be a great deal of sort of comfort to the family, at least to have an explanation. People apparently are just overwhelmed with guilt in addition and to their grief over this. And one of the doctors said that you could almost see the weight coming off their shoulders when they were given some explanation and could understand that what happened was maybe a bad stroke of luck biologically or genetically, and not their fault, not something they had done wrong.
Denise, what is the next step in exploring and understanding this strangely invasive, mysterious, yet essential organ, the placenta?
Well, the National Institutes of Health is trying to start a human placenta project. They want to unite researchers all over the world in learning more about the placenta, how it forms, and what can go wrong. And the ultimate goal, which may sound very ambitious, but what they hope ultimately is to understand it better so that they can predict when a pregnancy is heading for trouble, and maybe even in the long term, find ways to treat these problems in pregnancy, maybe even, you know, prevent something like preeclampsia, or at the very least, if you have some idea that something may be going wrong with the placenta, at least you can try to be prepared to deal with it rather than being ambushed and taken by surprise. So the long-range goal are to try to help women and make pregnancies healthier for people who have been having problems.
New York Times reporter Denise Grady, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was delightful to talk to you.
You can find a link to Denise's article on the placenta, including a short film, at wordofmouthradio.org. There's more Word of Mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.